93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She got to look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
54-year-old Tawana Hooks of Columbia Heights was found dead inside her apartment Thursday, the 1300 block of Columbia Road Northwest. Her daughter, 30-year-old Kiva Hooks, has been charged with the murder. There are no charges so far against the driver of a bus which struck and killed an older woman in Upper Marlboro yesterday morning. The victim fell under the bus and was dragged about 20 feet at the intersection of Water and Main Streets. The driver stayed on the scene, and the pedestrian was in the crosswalk and had lights in her favor. 23-year-old Ryan Lewis of Clinton turned himself in yesterday. It's been 2 weeks since he crashed a stolen and speeding car along McKendry Road, killing 23-year-old passenger Brendan McCurlin of Waldorf. He did flee the scene. Sad story in Spotsylvania County, where a pregnant Virginia mother of four suddenly died from a wasp sting. 32-year-old Sarah Hawkins had an allergic reaction to the bites, which caused a brain aneurysm, which led to her death. More than 100 people are facing charges following an anti-deportation demonstration outside the White House yesterday. Protesters held a sit-in, refusing to let others to pass. U.S. Representative Eric Cantor will resign his seat in the House early on August 18th. His full term would have ended in January. In former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald's trial, the prosecution's key witness, former Star Scientific CEO Johnny Williams, told the court that he did not have an affair with the former First Lady and had a business relationship with them. This weekend, two Red Line stations will be closed as Metro continues its reconstruction project. Rhode Island Avenue and Brooklyn stops will be shut down, but free shuttle buses will operate. It's a good time to do your back-to-school shopping in Virginia, where the state's sales tax holiday is tomorrow through Sunday, so you can save 5% on most school supplies. I'm Britt, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.